Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to The Joe O Show on 670 The Score.
Cubs Padres pregame right here on The Score at 8:35. It's going to be another late one. Maybe a happy night for Cubs fans once again, like it was late last night with the Nico Hoerner debut. Much better year than Almora, Scalzo, Kemp, Cargo already. Interesting to see how he reacts. He's hitting eighth in the lineup ahead of Jose Quintana tonight. 312-644-6767, 312-644-6767. Thanks for hanging out. So, we have the Red Sox, and I'll tie it into the Cubs in just a second. Shocking news. I'm watching Patriots-Steelers Sunday night. I'm mad at myself because for some dumb reason, I talked myself into thinking Pittsburgh would hang around because New England has their issues at the beginning of the season. They treat it as an extended preseason, blah, blah, blah. All those dumb narratives. And it was over immediately. Down by multiple touchdowns. Tomlin's going for field goals. Just very frustrating. So the game finally ends. And the Red Sox game, which started before the Steelers-Patriots game, was still going on. Then after the Patriots game, word got out, Dave Dombrowski, months after winning a title in Boston, fired. And that's what they do. Oh, you won a title? Get out. That's what they do in Boston. Ben Cherington, same thing happened to him. He won a championship. He was told to get out of here. Terry Francona is still viewed as one of the great skippers in the game. Same thing happened to him. Time to go. And it seems like the Cubs are going to do this to Joe Maddon, but that's a whole nother story. So, just if you forgot, let's go back in time a little bit. We know Theo Epstein grew up a Red Sox fan. Uh-oh. Yeah, they have this vacancy. Uh-huh. Ended the curse with multiple titles. Came here. Ended the long drought for the Cubs. The man's going to the Hall of Fame. We know this. 2005, leaves in a gorilla suit in Boston. Not coming back. He ended up coming back. And then he quit again. Then he joined the Cubs organization and changed the history. So he's going right to the Hall of Fame. We know that. But there's this vacancy in Boston. And I believe Epstein has two more years left on his contract. And now people are suggesting, wait a second, could Theo go back? Could Jed go over there and run the Red Sox? A lot of columnists in the Boston area saying, hey, they need to go back to the Epstein model. They need to get one of those guys, Theo or Jed or somebody else that they worked with at some point. My first reaction after seeing the Dave Dombrowski news was, why would anybody go work for them? If you have a gig, if you have a job in this league, why would you decide to go work for the Red Sox? So much pressure every single day. If they have one down year, everybody's getting fired. I saw unnamed sources around the league quoted. They were saying they just won a championship. They just got their rings. And they're all miserable over there. So why would you want to go there? Is there unfinished business? Well, they won a championship. They won a bunch of titles. They set them up to win multiple titles, right? Is there unfinished business? Well, Jed Hoyer and Jason McLeod went out to San Diego. So I think if Theo were to leave, I'd assume that Jed would stay and then he would run the show. There are people suggesting, okay, maybe he ends up going back to Boston, talking about Theo Epstein. Boyhood team. Wasn't great terms when he left. How long's he been here now? It's been a while. Came here late 2011 with the Cubs, and he won a championship. And they're still in that championship window, but that window seems to be closing, doesn't it? I'd like to look at both sides. So first reaction, no, that's not going to happen. Why would you go work for that organization? I don't understand it. But I didn't grow up a Red Sox fan. I'm not Theo Epstein. I didn't already win a title there. For most of my life, I've only had a couple of jobs. And I know a lot of people end up bouncing around, especially in a business like that. And what did Theo refer to when he was hired? He was hired. The Cubs are lucky enough that he said yes. Remember it was joked about? Oh, who do the Cubs think they are? Why are they even calling Theo Epstein? This is a big waste of time. There's no way they're going to get him. And they got him. I think he mentioned it at the introductory press conference, but also I know he had it in the full-page letter he had in the Boston Globe after he left. You remember when he was referencing Bill Walsh, the legendary football coach? Here's what it said in his letter to the Boston Globe. Football legend Bill Walsh used to say that coaches and executives should seek change after 10 years with the same team. The theory is that both the individual and the organization benefit from a change after so much time together. The executive gets rebirth and the energy that comes with a new challenge. The organization gets a fresh perspective and the chance for true change that comes with new leadership. This idea resonated with me. Although I tried my best to fight it, I couldn't escape the conclusion that both the Red Sox and I would benefit from a change sometime soon. We're not at that 10-year mark, but it's right around the corner. It's right there when his contract wraps up with the Cubs. Again, first reaction, no, that's not going to happen. Why would you go work for that organization? Look at what they do. They chew you up. They spit you out. But this is Theo Epstein. It's not Dave Dombrowski. It's not Ben Cherington. It's Theo. They wouldn't do that to him, would they? A raise? Fine. I'm John Henry. I'll pay you whatever you want. I don't think it's going to happen. But the more and more I think about it, it's possible. It is possible. Now, the next GM in Boston, you're going to have to deal with some garbage contracts, right? Chris Sale, David Price, Nathan Eovaldi, J.D. Martinez has an opt-out. Who knows if he's going to use it? And then the big thing, in a little over a year, can you get Mookie Betts and or Jackie Bradley Jr. to re-sign with the club? But they have more money to spend. Beginning of this year, what was the story with the Cubs? Well, they don't have the money. Not going to be able to do it. That's not going to be an issue in Boston. If you were to leave, you would get away from 4 more years of Hayward, 4 more years of Darvish, 2 more years of Craig Kimbrell, which just looks just as bad as the others. It's not as long, but it is not looking like he's going to be a closer for the next couple of years, at least not early. This has been an absolute mess as he's on the injured list again. When you need them out there closing games. And after a season, they walked into the year without a closer. But I bring this up because Radio.com Sports Insider, John Heyman, threw it out there on his podcast, Big Time Baseball, about Theo going back to the Red Sox. Is there a chance? First blush, like I mentioned, no, that's not going to happen. Then you start thinking about it. That's his team. Where he won his first championship. Is there a chance? How open is this Cubs window? Bryant and Baez, you have two more years of those guys. I don't know. It's certainly possible. What do you think? And if you were to go, hands it over to Jed. Are you comfortable? Would you be okay with that? It would be a lot for Cubs fans to swallow if you lose Joe Maddon and Theo Epstein in the same offseason. That'd be a lot. Even with all the talent on that roster, it would feel like things are a little shaky if that were to happen. Because even moving on from Maddon or any bad signing, whether we're talking about Hayward or Darvish, the fan base still believes in Theo Epstein. There's still that stability. Okay, they'll fix it. And you know, at the trade deadline, they're going to keep trying. Keep going. Keep going for it. Because they're in that window. So once they kick that door down, when they surprise many making the NLCS before winning a championship, every year at the deadline, they're going for it. They're doing it. Okay, the price came down in Kimbrel. We're saving some money for Zobrist. Let's go get our closer now. We thought we would have one with Morrow, but we don't. So this is our best option. Let's go sign Kimbrel. Maybe we can turn things around. Hasn't worked so far. But as you start to connect the dots, I wonder if it's crazy. 312-644-6767. What do you think about this? Herb, what did you think as we start seeing more and more people suggest maybe Theo Epstein could return to Boston and fill this huge vacancy?
Initially, I was like, nah, that doesn't make sense at all. But then I started thinking about it. I was like, man, okay, all right. The Cubs are having issues. You know, the purse strings were a little tighter this offseason, so Theo wasn't happy. He couldn't go out and get the people he wanted to. You know, maybe he could have went and got Craig Kimbrel for a full offseason and had a nice spring training.
What was the big move? Descalso.
Exactly. And so I think that, you know, he might be getting a little fed up with the ownership and telling them they have a budget and they can't go over. I know they're the second highest paid, the second highest payroll in the league, but still, when it comes to Boston, that's home.
Do you think they're even going to be in on Castellanos?
Do they have any money coming off the books? They have the $20 million from Hamels. Maybe. I mean, that's. I think Castellanos is going to cost you more than just $20
million. And Zobrist.
All right, then, yeah. You could just replace that money there.
But you didn't really pay much of that this year.
Yeah,
but it'll be cleared.
You could just play that money, like probably like $25 million, $20 million to Castellanos.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think they're going to be in on it. But also, it's Scott Boras, so he's going to be shopping around. The man hit 13 home runs so far with the Cubs in a month and a half.
Yeah, good timing for him.
Yeah, so he's going to be a hot commodity. I'm sure the White Sox are going to check in. A right fielder is perfectly what they need, that's used to the division.
I think they're last in the league or last in the AL and OPS out of that position.
Yeah, I think
DH in right field, right?
I think they've gotten 3 home runs from the right field position this year.
You can't have that on a power position?
Exactly.
Wow.
And so I start thinking about it. It's like maybe Theo wants to go back and they'll give him a little bit more of ownership stake. They'll give him whatever he wants as president of baseball operations and such. And if you look at the two teams, what has a better situation going forward?
Good question.
I mean,
I'm not sure. I would lean Red Sox because of their wallet, right? Because of their deep pockets. What do you think?
I think the Red Sox, and you know,
you got to pay David Price.
That's fine.
You have an ace. Yeah, Cubs don't have an ace.
Exactly, and you have an MVP. Cubs do have an MVP, but that was a couple years ago.
He's not an MVP now.
Mookie Betts?
Chris Bryant.
Oh, yeah, he's not, but Mookie Betts is.
Yeah.
And Devers is coming. He's going to come for an MVP or two coming soon.
You're right. Once you start looking around the diamond and all the talent that they have and young guys that are going to be there a while, they're in a better spot.
Yeah, and, you know, I like to put the politics in there, but Theo is a big-time Democratic guy. You don't know if all this stuff with the Ricketts and inviting Trump into the Wrigley Field and having another Ricketts be a guy for the reelection, I don't know if he feels that pressure.
Let me ask you this. How would you view the Cubs? Joe's gone. Theo goes to Boston. Jed gets promoted. And I know you're not big on managers, but face of the team, you want the roster to buy in. David Ross is the manager. Does a lot change?
Yes. The guy making decisions is the most important
part.
It's
not Theo.
Yeah.
But it's Jed. It's his right-hand man for decades.
Theo is a Hall of Fame talent and mind. And, yeah, maybe something rubbed off on Jed for all the years he spent with him.
Well, he knows how he thinks.
Yeah, but he's not Theo.
Right.
Theo is a once-in-a-lifetime type of talent, mind. I think he's a surefire Hall of Famer when he retires and when he wants to retire.
I think we all agree that there's going to be a point when Theo probably doesn't want to do this anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I think Theo is his talents are being wasted in baseball.
Do you really?
He can be better, do better for more of the populace than what he's doing right now.
I think this is fascinating. We've spent so much of the season talking about the Cubs' next manager and who will replace Joe if he moves on, which we all expect to happen, and because of the front office, not because of Joe. Joe wants to stay here, but this is much more important. I get talk to the media, make the lineup card, even though I think Theo and Jed have a lot of input on that.
I just think
this is huge.
I mean,
it's so much bigger.
Think about this. When Theo comes on this station, all ears are perked up.
People stop. Yeah.
It's not because of what necessarily Theo is, not his position. It's because Theo is entertaining. Theo won't BS you. Theo will give you the real.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a nice way, if he doesn't want to give you the real, he'll give a good spin on it. And so you're entertained by it. Sox fan. I'm like, man, I like what he's saying.
He thinks you're going down the wrong road, he's going to stop you right then and there. That's a bunch of garbage.
Yeah.
And this is why.
And, you know, Jed's decent. I like it when he comes on. But it's not the same.
Because he's not the guy. He can't go out and make these outlandish statements, right? I mean,
no,
he did kind of step out and talk about Justin Verlander the other week with McNeil and Parkins, which was interesting.
Oh, yeah.
About how they messed up on that one.
That's real nice to have a mea culpa. It's like, hey, maybe we screwed that up. We'll regret that for a decent amount of time.
You're saying the general manager at 35th and Shields doesn't do this?
No.
Everything's great. They're going to sign everybody. They're going to spend the money. It's fine.
Yeah, and so
make a lot of promises you can't deliver on?
It's a lot of crap, and I know his position. He has to, you know, serve to a higher person, which I wish the Sox would do like the Cubs and like the Ricketts, for all their faults and all the stuff that we don't like as people who, you know, walk around this earth, and what Joe Ricketts and his emails and all the rest of them.
Yeah.
They let their baseball people be their baseball people. And that's what Theo likes. And I think John Henry
wants disagreement too.
Realized what he lost in Theo when he left, even though he's won a couple championships since Theo's left.
Yep.
The stability, the know-it-all, the, I don't know, just the gravitas
blind
of what
faith.
Theo brings to the town.
Blind
brings
faith.
To the team.
Do you think they had that with Dave Dombrowski? And he was brought in because he's a friend of John Henry. But you don't have the blind faith that you have with him. Even after he's messed up with some of the signings, too. Like, yeah, okay, Darvish wasn't the right decision, but would Arrieta have been the right decision? So far. I mean, and there's still hope, because of Darvish's ceiling, that he can be all right. Maybe not $126 million right, but still be pretty good.
But when
and even after Hayward, even after Chatwood, he's done so much on the right side of the column that you still have that faith.
But think about when Theo messed up on free agents in Boston. They fixed those problems by trading those players off.
Carl Crawford.
Yes. Or just eating the money. They're like, cool.
Right.
Fine. We'll get the next guy. They don't do that here. So, yeah, Theo messes up a couple times in free agency, but the Ricketts are not about, you know, cleaning up his messes. John Henry, the guys out there in Boston, they're like, money's no option for us, no object for us. We're smooth. You do your baseball thing. We'll trust you because you've brought home two championships for us. A championship that we didn't have for 86 years before you got here.
I'm not just going to say that there's no way it happens. It's in the realm of possibility. Is it likely? I don't think it's likely.
And you brought up, we're in year 8 of Theo in Chicago.
Year 8.
And he said,
when he got here, 10 years he said is too much. 10 years is about when it's time to move on. It's time for change. He wrote it in a letter to the Boston Globe, too. Kind of explaining why he moved on. Like, that's right around the corner.
And it's a good chance for Jed to do his own thing. Like, he got, like,
it's probably
two,
time.
3 years in San Diego?
Yeah, a couple years
it
with Jason McLeod there.
Yeah.
But then this opportunity came, and he's like, see ya.
Yeah, he helped Theo out with getting Rizzo.
Yeah, he did. He's working both sides there. Yeah, it all worked out perfectly. Got one. The championship window is getting a little tighter every single day. A little bit. 312-644-6767 if you want to react to our conversation on this. I think Theo could go. How'd you feel if Jed's the man? 312-644-6767. Joe O Show on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Yeah, I've waited a few weeks to say this, but it truly feels great to be a Cub today.
Not quite 10 years ago, but it was a while back. Theo Epstein there. Joe Ostrowski with you on 670 The Score. Bottom of the hour brought to you by Northwestern Football. Coach Fitz and the Big Ten West Division champions return to Ryan Field this Saturday when they host UNLV. Kickoff set for 2:30. Season and single game tickets on sale now at nusports.com. In case you missed Joe Maddon earlier today on The Score, we'll hear his conversation, his weekly chat with Lawrence Holmes, coming up at 8 o'clock. Cubs pregame a little over an hour away for Cubs Padres, 8:35, right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. So I mentioned earlier that I was shocked that the Bears are 3-point favorites against the Broncos. So I had to reach out to somebody. I checked in with John Murray at the Superbook in Las Vegas. And, hey, John, it was Pick'em yesterday. Why are the Bears 3-point favorites? What happened here? And John said they reopened at Bears minus 2.5, and the Broncos looked so bad last night. That was the reason they went to 2.5 from the pick'em. And then said, we took a really sharp bet on Bears minus 2.5 today. Oh, somebody that knows what they're doing. Took the Bears minus 2.5. Probably some big money. At least a winning better. You know that. If they're going to react and bump it up to 3. So there's your explanation. That's why it's 3. I was hearing from some people, well, it's because the Bears are a really good team. Well, 24 hours ago, it was Pick'em because the Bears were so bad on Thursday. There's your recency bias. Bears were bad on Thursday, but the Broncos were bad last night. So now it goes up to 3 after some sharper bets to come in on the Bears. Fascinating. Maybe it'll stick there all week, too. Huh. A lot of great storylines for that game. Can't wait. 312-644-6767. 312-644-6767. A lot of action coming in on the text line. And the conversation myself and Herb Lawrence just had about Theo Epstein, if he might go back to Boston, if he would be willing to go anywhere else. 708 texter, didn't they already replace Dombrowski? Yeah, don't read into that. That's just the guys that are already in Boston. They're sharing the duties. So they did not name a permanent replacement at all. And yeah, it did end badly there. It did. But time heals a lot of wounds. Quit a couple times. I get it. It's interesting the range of opinions on Jed Hoyer. I think people aren't quite sure how to look at Jed, what they think about, what to think there. 708. Nope on Jed. Clean it all out. I don't understand that thinking. If Theo were to leave, who is better? Or who's close? Who's better than Jed? I think it would be perfect. Why are we blaming management? The players that are willing to blame this season? There is no question about that. That's why I think it's ridiculous. I mean, Joe has not helped himself over the last month. Let me go there. I mean, there have been some decisions that just really shocked me a little bit. And I'm not trying to put all the blame on the manager, but it begins with the players. We all know they have enough talent on the roster. Are there some bad signings? Absolutely. You know, any team that spends that much money, they're going to have some bad signings. They're going to miss on some guys. And some of the blame goes in the front office, too. Some of it goes on the manager, but I would put most on the players. And you have to. And people asking, well, he's under contract. If listen, you know how these things work? Do you remember what was going on? I know Theo became available. If he said, I want to go, they're going to let him go. They're going to say, well, too bad. Under contract, 2 more years. He said, if he goes to management and you're to say, yeah, I love my time here, but I want to go to this other situation. This is what me and my family want. I think the Cubs would honor that and they would work something out. I don't think it'll be. Whoa. Well, they're under contract. So it's fine. 312 texter. Sorry if this is a dumb question, but how is a sharp bet defined? Not a dumb question at all. Because some people assume that it's just a big money bet, and that is not the case. Sharp bets can be smaller bets. So let me explain it, because some bettors out there will be dealing with this as legalization comes to Illinois. And they're going to start to do this in Indiana. So if you get an app on your phone and you want to bet through your phone, or you become a regular at a sports book, they get to know you. They know your name, and they can track your betting history because you have an account, right? If you want to get some of the bonuses that they hand out, you have to have some sort of account. And with the account, they're tracking your bets. They have your history. They know your winning percentage. If you're hitting 60% of the time, you're like a unicorn in gambling. Doesn't happen much. So they can look at your sides. Like, hey, what are our best bettors doing? What side are they on? And they start going down the list, taking a look at the database and saying, wait, look, all of our good bettors, our sharp bettors here are on the Bears side. Maybe we should raise the line. And that's what usually happens. That's why it went from 2.5 to 3. May not sound like a lot, that half point move, but that's big. Because 3 is the key number in football. It's huge. 10%, I think it's 10 or 15% of all games land on 3. So it's big once it goes to 3. So basically they track your betting. They find out if you're good. If you're good, they follow you. They're not really worried about what you're betting. You're just part of the public. It is important for sports books to have that list. have your sports bettors that you respect their opinion. Because once those bettors start coming in and hitting one side, then you know that, okay, maybe we put up a bad line. Let's reassess this. And most people only bet on Sundays anyways. So, yeah, it helps them out. Helps everybody out. 312-644-6767 if you want to jump in. I don't know why people are just giving Jed such a hard time. Like, the man has accomplished nothing. Well, here's one texter saying Jed is Andy's Barney Fife, and another one saying Jed is Theo's caddy. Really? He got no respect. He was a GM for the Padres. He made some good moves over there. He wasn't there that long. I mean, come on. You know, he has opinions about what happens with this organization, and maybe sometimes it's him making the positive moves. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Plainfield. Craig is out. Good evening, Craig. You're on the Score with Joe Ostrowski.
Joseph, I got a hold of you.
You're in, man. What's going on?
Hey, brother. I called the other night. They said, oh, no. Craig, this is a thing for Joe O. This is what you do. This is what you do, and I'm telling you, Chicagoland. You play the $50 two-team parlay. It'll pay $1.60.
Yeah.
Now your ratio is the same whether you play it for $50 or $10,000. You got a freebie on because you didn't have to pay the 16 week because I didn't give it. You only have to have 15 weeks now. You play the Bears and the under. I don't care what it is. Whenever you get it, book it, and you'll break even, and you'll have a hell of a fun time, Joe O.
Craig, are you talking about this week or every week you take the Bears
every
and the
week.
Under? Every week.
It's a no-brainer, O.
Did you see the number this week on Bears-Broncos?
You're missing my point, O.
I got you. I'm just talking about this specific week, though. You're saying every week Bears in the under because the offense won't be putting up points, but they're not going to allow any points. I got you.
Oh, that's why we lose, because we put A and B together.
Thanks, Craig. Bears in the under every week. The under is a smart play this week.
Vegas is going to adjust to this eventually.
Of course.
So,
of course. If it keeps happening, it'll be 37 the following week. Right. Now, that's supposed to be a good defense in Denver. I didn't see that last night. I didn't touch Derek Carr all evening. But I still believe in the talent. Don't you, Herb?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah, no, if the Bears aren't giving up any points, they're giving up 10 points per week like they did on Thursday to Aaron Rodgers, yeah, the numbers will keep on dropping. And if they can't get into the end zone every week, oh my gosh.
There's no one on the Broncos that scares me on their offense.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not scared of Emmanuel Sanders or Philip Lindsay.
They have two, Royce Freeman and Philip Lindsay, yeah.
Noah Fant, no, I'm
Is there
good.
Anybody that takes the top off the defense?
I mean, Emmanuel Sanders, supposedly.
Not in 2019. I mean, he's still a good player, but he wasn't what he was.
But also, you could look on the other side and say, is there anybody on the Bears that's going to take the top off of the Denver defense?
Yeah. The only player that can take over in this game is Allen Robinson, right?
Yeah.
That's it. Only player on the field offensively. Bears, Herb, you going to play Bears in the under?
Yeah, 15 weeks now. Break even. I don't want to break even. I know that's, you know.
I think what he was saying, I'm guessing what Craig was saying, was you would go 8-8 on these 18 on these two-team parlays, but the payout is plus 160.
Okay.
So if you go 8-8, you would win money. But I'm not going to do Bears in the under every week.
As a parlay, yeah, I'll be pissed if the Bears would lose the number, and then, of course, they'll get the under.
This makes no sense. Do you know a game I'm looking for? One of the games I'm looking forward to most this season? Bears-Raiders in London. I just want to watch Khalil Mack every snap, just kill people. I wonder what they're going to set the sack prop at. It's over. You go over. That'll be fun.
Probably 2.5.
Yeah, and that's a lot. Like, you're setting the line at 2.5. For it to go over, you got to get 3 sacks. Maybe they'll have it at 2. Because they know they're going to get hit with money. I can't believe, Herb, the way these Cubs fans are disrespecting your man, Jed Hoyer. You are a Jed Hoyer man. People that don't know, you've been around the Score hallways for years saying Jed Hoyer needs his respect. And he's not getting it. That's been you.
I have been saying that.
But they're saying it's garbage. He's Jed is a clown. Like, what are you? Where's this coming from?
Like I said, if he was to leave Theo, I think the Cubs would be in good hands. Would they be in better hands or equal? No, Theo's a genius, but they wouldn't fall off the table. Jed would do a fine job as the president of baseball operations for the Cubs.
Yeah, he would. They're going to get rid of the hitting and pitching coach. Well, maybe not the pitching coach. They'll get rid of the hitting coach again. I oppose you, right?
Yeah, it's Chili Davis' fault, though.
Yeah, it's Chili. We had a caller last night, and he kind of nailed it. Most fans don't even know Iaposi's name. Like, we stopped talking about the hitting coach. Maybe it's because we have more intel. It's really not a big deal. And it's the same offensive results again and again and again. They just go through these horrible swoons.
I mean, they're finally coming up with the realization that the hitting coach...
probably doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Pitching does, I think.
Yeah, the hitting coach, when you're at the level of Major League Baseball, if you go to him, that's where the hitting coach matters. Otherwise, you've set your swing. Chris Bryant has a swing set when he was a kid. He's good.
Yeah.
He's not like...
his dad's his hitting coach.
There's no Iaposi coming in there, hey, man, you should do this, that, and the other.
Right.
But maybe Iaposi sets the standard for the lower minor league guys. But as a major league guy, you already know your swing. That guy's not doing anything unless you ask him to do something.
There's going to be... I raised the question last night just in passing conversation. I wonder, once we get away from the season, and let's say the Cubs don't advance past a wild card, once we get away from it and there's a new manager, there's new coaches, there's some turnover with players, are people going to chalk up the 2019 Cubs season as just, it's an injury-riddled year. Just everybody was hurt. Everybody in the core four outside of Rizzo was injured. Yet issues throughout the season with the veteran pitching staff. Never had a closer. I wonder if people will say that at some point. After it just kind of sets in, and then you see how much better the Dodgers are than anybody else. Same with the Astros, and you can also throw the Yankees in there. I wonder. That'll be fascinating to watch over the winter. They'll do more than Descalso this winter. I guarantee you that. 815 Texer. According to my list of Week 2 NFL games, the Bears-Broncos game is a pick. No point spread. I took the Chicago Bears. Good choice. Well, I don't know if this is the number you're dealing with. Say you're in a pool or whatever. But if that's the case, if you're in a pool and they already set the lines and you got a pick, and now the Bears are -3, you play that difference. You take the Bears. Honestly, I think pick was right. Round one was right. This game is a toss-up. A toss-up. I feel a lot better telling you that it's going to be a low-scoring affair. It's probably going to be a coin flip on this one. We'll hear from Joe Maddon coming up at 8 o'clock, his regular Tuesday visit with Lawrence Holmes. Also some more on Bears-Broncos next. You've got the Joe O Show on Sports Radio 670, The Score. You missed Joe Maddon this morning. No, it wasn't this morning. It was this afternoon. I was thrown off there because he said good morning to Lawrence because he was joining him at 10 a.m. Pacific time out in San Diego. A nice conversation about Nico Hoerner, everything going on with the team, how they need to be more consistent moving forward. Like, yeah, it was a nice win, but we've done this before. We've been here. Now Baez out the rest of the regular season. Bryant admitting to the public, yeah, I've been dealing with this knee issue for 2 to 3 months now. Just about the state of the team with just 19 games left, 7 of them against the Cardinals, but I think we should be focusing more on that wild card race since the Cubs are 4 games back in the National League Central. 312-644-6767 if you want to jump in. Again, we'll hear from Maddon in about 10 minutes. Joe in Yorkville, you're on the score.
Hey, I just want to talk about the Bears real quick.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I know Trubisky was really bad the last game, but, you know, he was missing his top target, I think, Burton, who gets a lot of mismatches on linebackers.
This isn't real.
I think that will be big.
Yeah, it sounds
Herb, is
fake.
That real?
Yeah.
It wasn't funny either. Hey, if you're funny, we're good. It's fine. But just let me do the fake Chicago accent thing. Let me come up a question. Like, just ask your question. We can have a conversation. So we're just going to move on. How was he talking to you off the air?
He was talking regular.
Not, he wasn't doing that thing?
No.
I don't know whatever that was. I'm not quite sure either. So I just said, yeah, he was doing that thing. 219. Jed is a lightweight. What? How do you know? Please tell me. How do you know? Oh, man. 231 texter. Madden was credited early in the season with helping Bryant tweak his pre-swing movement. So, yeah. Talking about that. Madden got the credit, so we weren't talking about the hitting coach then. Yeah, they're all involved. They're all looking at the tape, seeing different things. But remember where we were at the start of the season. So the front office removed Joe's hitting coaches that he put in there. Chili guy, hickey guy. Like, yeah, we're going to move on from those guys. And what was the thing in February and March over in spring training? Is Joe's going to be more involved? I love it. I love coaching. These are part of my roots. So it was great. And we all know what was really happening. So they changed the guys around Joe. We're going to surround you with our guys. No contract extension. This is it. This is when it ends. Go to the World Series or we're going to move on and bring in a different manager. That's basically the message that they sent. Far Northwest Side, Joe, you're on 670 The Score.
Good evening, Joe, and really enjoying your show, as always.
Thank you, Joe.
You know, regarding this whole Theo, Jed, and Madden situation, you know, Theo, first of all, I believe he's going to honor the remainder of his contract with the Cubs, even though behind closed doors, you know, Theo's already looking ahead this year outside the 2019 Cubs into the 2020 season. But, you know, but why would Theo want to return to Boston, you know, and be an immediate second fiddle in the American League East, you know, to the Yankees tag team of Steinbrenner as well as Cashman? But I do believe that Jed Hoyer, though, the boy wonder, that's what I call him, you know, he'll be jumping off field surfboard coattails, you know, for other pastures, you know, especially with an ever-closing window after 2020. But I guarantee that Jed Hoyer is going to get some good offers, whether it be from the Angels, the Mariners, you know, everything's going to be on the West Coast, including the Giants organization, you know, which there's been rumors that they want to retool that. But, you know, Theo's going to play it real coy and keep things in the perspective, you know, regarding his future. But the $64,000 question is Reinsdorf going to decide to go totally in a different direction and even make a deal with Theo? You know, Reinsdorf, though, I know he's getting up there, but I believe personally he's going to sell White Sox by 2022. You know, but with Theo at the top of the helm, you know, the dog boss for the White Sox, and this is just if, which is the biggest word in the dictionary, you know, the White Sox will be a lot more interesting, but it's going to come with a bigger price tag. You know, this is a win-win situation for Reinsdorf. But either way, with Joe Madden, you know, if he's not managing in a major league dugout next year, I'm sure he'll be managing one of his many restaurants he's got. But all
got
I can
one.
Say
he's
is dessert
one.
Anybody?
Thank you, Joe. When I do updates in the morning for Mully and Haw, first updates at 5 a.m., and as I'm sitting in the update studio getting ready, writing my first update, I always hear Joe check in with Les at the same time every single day. Right, Jordan? What is it, 4:45 a.m. Joe checks in every day?
Yeah, and sometimes earlier.
Does he? Yeah, he's always ready. Appreciate you always listening and checking in, Joe. Need to pass along this breaking news, and I'm sure we'll get more details. This from TMZ. Antonio Brown accused of raping former trainer. A lawsuit has been filed. Oh, boy. Okay. Yeah, so we'll see if we can find any more details. I'm sure that story is just going to take over, and we'll find what's going on there. I mean, we all know. They were talking about it on the Bron, and I'm not trying to make light of this situation at all. I just don't, we don't have all the details. They were talking about it on NBC on Sunday night. Like, yeah, look, if he messes up in any way, he's out. They don't need him. You see what's happening on the field. They're dominating the Steelers, just dominating to start the year. They're on a different level than everybody else in the NFL. That's how it appears to me. They're 3-1 to win the Super Bowl. Now they're adding Antonio Brown, a guy they don't really need. So if he's a problem, like he was in Pittsburgh or when he went to the Raiders, bye. We don't need you. It's all about Tom Brady. Tom Brady says, yes, I'm all in. That's what he told Kraft. Let's get him. I'm 1,000% in. Let's add him. We're better with him. So we'll keep you updated on that. Coming up next, Joe Maddon, Cubs manager, on the Score earlier today with Lawrence Holmes. Their weekly Tuesday conversation. I'm going to bring that to you. Some really good stuff, especially about Nico Hoerner. Now what do the Cubs do? Javi Baez out for the regular season and Chris Bryant dealing with his knee issue. That's next. You've got the Joe O Show. We got Cubs pregame coming up at 8:35 right here on the Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.